Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hitting shots is important. Jake, I don't want to upset you like I did last week and leave something on the table. Is there anything else you would like to discuss outside your the Sacramento Kings? You want to talk about Sac State, maybe the 49ers, Texans, maybe a Dodgers 18-inning classic, any of that stuff?
No,
you don't want to talk about the Dodgers? How come no one wants to talk about baseball?
Today's a good day to talk about baseball. It's all good.
He's just happy the Blue Jays won. That's all it is. Happy the Blue Jays.
Casey, do you want to talk about the Dodgers?
No, he wants to talk about the Blue Jays.
I want
to
talk about the team that won last night, the Blue Jays.
Okay, thanks.
Not the losing team.
No, I think we'll peg a couple things real quick. Okay, first off, Sac State, that aside from maybe two plays, they were in that Montana game. Like, no joke.
The game ended with the muff punt. Way that those two teams were scoring, that was a killer. It was an absolute killer.
But Dr. Luke Wood got his wish. 190K, watch that game. That's a good TV rating for anybody who doesn't know. That's a really good TV rating.
I think, real quick, Jake, for reference, I think North Dakota State and South Dakota, it was a 1-2 matchup this weekend as well, and I think they got 80,000 views. In FCS.
Oh, they got half of it. It was half. The popcorn got popped by the country, and people watched that game, which I think is exactly what you wanted and wanted to show other people.
That's weird. I was getting screenshots of people saying that Dr. Wood embarrassed the university. Mm. That's wild. I'm sorry, Jake.
Here's the flip side of it. Like, our boy, and I want you to expand on this, Casey, when you talk to him tonight, but he made some very interesting comments to me yesterday. I asked him, Sacramento State basically leads the Big Sky in penalties and is one of the top 10 teams, most penalized teams in all of the FCS and FBS. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, is it a discipline thing? Like, where do you think it stems from? And he pointed to the comments made by Dr. Luke Wood at the beginning of the season, calling the FCS and the Big Sky JV, and says that it's the human nature of it. And I think people are targeting them and are upset about those comments. You know, I think that it's valid because there's some conversations, and we've watched these games where it's like there's been some eight touchdowns called back by penalty.
That's crazy. I've never seen eight.
The Nevada game, there was two of them. Mm-hmm. Like Cal Poly, I can think of. There was one in the Montana game where it was the kick return for touchdown that was called back, and they're getting, it's like 10-1 like in penalties for the opposing team. Like, yes, maybe, you know, there are some procedural errors that they're going through, especially at the beginning of the season. But I am kind of blown away at the amount of penalties that have been called on Sac State this year. And Marion is right in that respect of I don't know where that's coming from. And maybe you could point to the JV comment at the beginning of the year. But right now, the Hornets' backs against the wall. They got to win out, and I mean win out to have any shot of the FCS playoffs. And it's cards are on the table. It starts this week against Eastern Washington. And they have some easier games to end the year, but it might come down to the final Causeway Classic, which, by the way, guys, I got some more info on this. Causeway is not scheduled for next year. That's 100%. Mm-hmm. And there is nothing guaranteed for 2027. I've been told that Sac State wants to play that game. UC Davis wants to play that game. But no one has confirmed to me that anybody's had that conversation about playing it past 27. So I am really worried that this could be the final Causeway Classic that we see at least for the next 2 to 3 years.
Man, that would be terrible.
Is that Davis this year?
Yeah, it's at Davis.
At Davis this year.
Yeah, that would be terrible. Real quick on the issue with the touchdowns being called back. I mean, would you have wanted Dr. Wood to say something like that? Probably not. But at the end of the day, I think you're looking at, we referenced those comments. and how people feel about that and all this other stuff in the Big Sky. And we reference that as a reason why maybe the officiating has been what it's been against Sac State. But how about we kind of look into why these professionals aren't being professionals just because a comment was made? Like, yeah, a comment was made. I'm in the real world. I know how that works. But that does not give Big Sky officials, Big Sky referees carte blanche to call the game wrong just because they were upset with a comment that was made. And I'm, like I said, I haven't seen the replays of was it actually holding or not. They could all be legit calls on these return touchdowns. But yeah, that's if it's true that they got it out for Sac State because of comments that were made, that's foul. Like, that's wrong.
I agree. I'm with you. And that's where it's like the human element part of this, KC, that I'm frustrated with, because no one wants to see the Sac State Hornets do well in their final year in the FCS. That's the other thing. I don't know what that schedule looks like next year, guys. Yeah. Like, it's not – I know there's four games, I believe, that I've been told that are scheduled, but past that, I don't know if it's just a four-game schedule next year. And what does that mean for the team, like who they play? Because it's not going to be a conference schedule. It's going to be an independent schedule.
Yeah.
Where do you find some teams to play? And if it's still on the FCS level, what's your pathway to making an FCS playoffs? Because you don't want that to be a throwaway year if you're not going to be in the FBS. Like,
right.
You want to be able to compete for championships. What team doesn't want to do that, right? So – and that's what you hired Brendan Marion to do, and why you have all this NIL money and wanting to make a new stadium and bring all this buzz here is to compete for championships. That's what we're here for, right? And if you don't have the ability to do that next year, that's worrisome.
We appreciate you, Jake. We'll see you Sunday night, man.
I'm excited for it. Hopefully the 49ers get the win and Chiefs don't get the Raiders don't get embarrassed.
Okay. Well,
also, Drake
Bay
for MVP.
We can all dream. Hey,
MVP.
You're not. I think the conversation picks up in about 5 weeks. Four or 5 weeks is when we, especially with how wide open it is. If this keeps up, if we're talking about that'd be 10-2, 9-3. You get into that vicinity. Yeah, this is a conversation. Mm-hmm. Like Drake May's in that conversation. If the Bucks keep it up, Baker's in that conversation. Mm-hmm. Colts. Daniel Jones is in the conversation. Yep. And so is Jared Goff. I don't mean to leave. Jared Goff is playing incredible. Jared Goff, same way.
And then Jonathan Taylor, too, I think, with the Colts as well, along with Daniel.
Now, you know he'll get the consolation offensive player of the year prize.
And a lot of chatter this week, but for trades, don't be surprised Monday and Tuesday if it's a big day for the trades in the NFL. I think a lot of teams are going to evaluate their teams this next year. 49ers are definitely in the mix for a lot of things. The Patriots, I've heard, are in the mix for a lot of things. So a lot of buyers and sellers after Sunday's game. So Monday and Tuesday, pop your popcorn, fam. Should be a good trade deadline for the NFL.
Also, real quick, we bring in Jonathan Taylor, and deservedly so, but just to hell with Christian McCaffrey. Just to hell with him. Once again, on pace for 1,000. Just to hell with him.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jonathan Taylor is on. I think he's on pace to break the single season touchdown record.
Yeah, he's deservedly so.
Yeah,
deservedly so.
I think it might boil down to where the 49ers finish, and I think that might be drowning out some of what San Francisco is doing.
Prayers up to Cam Scadaboo.
Yeah, no doubt. Appreciate you, Jake. We'll see you Sunday, buddy.
See you Sunday.
It's our man Jake Gaden right there. CBS 13. All right, we got Hammer at the top of the 3 o'clock hour.
We do. Look like you had something you wanted to say. I'm curious. I want to hear what you got to say.
About Sac State?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. It's D'Lo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Um, J Shout out Sky River Casino with 2,100 of the newest slot machines and over 80 table games. Sky is the limit at Sky River Casino, and I believe we are going to be there 2 weeks from Monday. We've been unable to flex this appearance out of the schedule, so we're going to be there for the Raiders and the Cowboys. Records be damned.
What you think the record's going to be for that game?
Man, you know what, bro?
Let me get a number right now. The Raiders are
the one. Kings play the Thunder 2 days later in Oklahoma City. Why doesn't anyone listen to us?
I don't know.
Anyways, it doesn't matter. We're going to have a blast at Sky River.
Oh, we're going to have a good time.
Them smoked old fashioned.
Cowboys might be 500.
The Cowboys, yeah, they might be.
Yeah, 3-4-1 right now.
Yeah, they might be. They're not. The Cowboys aren't. The thing is, all jokes aside, I don't think the Cowboys are terrible. Their defense is awful, but their offense is so good. Like, it's what would you say their record is? 3-4-1.
They play the Cardinals. They might be 4-4-1.
Okay.
Going into that game.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. Let's tie up a couple of things from the last thing. Let me try to do this in order. I have a couple of messages here on the Chatty House I want to get to. YouTube.com/ESPN1320. If you've never checked out the show, you could go do that. Of course, you could catch up on it as well and just see the visual nonsense that goes along with what we do every single day. The Elk Grove Kia Talk line is open for you as well, 916-909-1320. Shout out to my partner who was clearly paying attention during the Sac State conversation. There was actually a couple of things that crossed my mind. Mm-hmm. First, let's start with this. This wasn't one of my thoughts, but I want to make sure we do this. Coach's show tonight. Where are you?
We're at Bar West tonight, 7 to 8.
Bar West, 7 o'clock tonight. Casey hosting Coach's Corner with Brendan.
We'll be there, but it is Bar West, so the World Series game will be on and the Kings game will be on.
Very good.
So tap in.
Very good. Two things. I don't love the discussion about you know how we played the clip of Doug earlier, Doug Christie, and you said I don't really have a problem with this because it's not like Doug said we should be 4-0, but those referees in those Laker games, or we should be 4-0, you know, but Devin Booker was baiting foul calls in the first game. Like it was, you know, here's how we could be better than we are. Mm-hmm. We got to start doing these little things, and he didn't even make his team be accountable. He said Doug Christie literally said, it is all my fault. As if Doug Christie went cold and let the Thunder score 9, 10, 11 straight points at the end of that game or whatever it was.
I didn't even like that. That's what I didn't like.
Doug said it. This is on me.
Yeah.
Which, like, again, Doug's trying to do the right thing. We all very much know it is not on him. But I appreciate that from Doug, and I appreciate that from coaches. There's a point where sometimes you got to say something to your players, and I think you have to do it very carefully. If you're going to do it publicly, and you better understand, you better know before you do it, mm-hmm. how your roster is going to respond. I don't love the idea that Coach Marion is talking about officiating and something Dr. Wood said. Obviously, 8 called back touchdowns is one of the most insane stats I've ever heard. That is incredible. I haven't, like you, reviewed the film. I have no idea. I saw a lot of it live. I've seen some bad calls live. But at the same point, like, man, I don't know. They didn't lose to Montana because of bad officiating.
Right.
I also have an issue where, if that's the case, like, I'm sorry, Dr. Luke Wood does not have pads and a helmet on. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. like, what does Dr. Wood have to do with any of this? What does the president of the university's comments have to do with this? So it's kind of that's two sides of the conversation. It's not my favorite that Coach Marion brought it up. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if it's real, what lesson are you teaching Dr. Wood by penalizing these young men who are going to college and playing football?
Yeah.
Like
right,
I have a problem with all of it. Right. I'm not happy with Brendan Marion. I'm not happy with the officials. I might not even be happy with Dr. Wood. I'm not really sure.
Right. Without
Dr. Wood might be the only one I'm happy with. Come to think about it.
Without,
because I talked to Dr. Wood on Friday.
Yeah.
And that conversation will stay between us. But I know you did too.
Yeah, I think he said the same thing. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
So, absolutely. But to say that, and like I said, we ain't even gonna go too deep into that. But yeah, there's like this whole process. The things I've heard, the people involved in the Big Sky, and I'm not even talking about officials. I'm talking about coaches at other universities. They have not. It has not been when they see Coach or when they see Dr. Wood or something. Hey, man, we're going to miss you, man. But we know you're trying to do what's right for your school. It's all love, man. We wish you the best. And, you know, one more time, let's have a good
win one for the Gipper. Season.
Yeah, come on, man. It's all love. It has been the exact opposite. When people are meeting these people, when they're in the same places as these people,
I'm mad you didn't get that reference, by the way.
Who's
that? That's a Ronald Reagan reference.
Okay, all right, man. Come on, man. Once again, one day I'm just going to forget where I'm at, and I'm going to curse.
I know. That's my bad. Zabo, stop it. This is Zabo's fault. This wasn't even mine. Damn Zabo.
It's been cold and the exact opposite from the things that I've heard with Big Sky. And that's why I think, Coach, because I've talked to Coach Marion privately. I think he's talked about it on this show a couple times where he's been, hey, no excuses, man. I'm not here to make excuses. And I believe, and I'll ask him about it, I believe it got to the point where it was like, look, man, yeah, I can talk about no excuses all I want, but I feel something that's not right is going on, and I'm finally going to at least address it.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of what's going on. But to your point, I mean, he's talking about these things in games they've won. Mm-hmm. So it's not just, oh, we lost, and I'm going to talk about the officials, and they call back touchdowns. They've called about multiple touchdowns in games they've won.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I would like to think, you know, I want to believe in Santa Claus and this thing. I would like to believe everything's on the up and up, you know, and nobody's being taught a lesson or officiated a different way because of something that's going on. I would like to believe that's the case. But, like, to your point, I've never seen 8 return touchdowns in a season by a college team.
So, here's the other thing, and I started to, like, I love, like, we've talked about my favorite athletes, you know, growing up. They're always those boisterous, you know, type guys, you know, Deion, you know, Russ to a certain degree. Like, I've loved that. I've always loved that.
Yep.
I love Dr. Wood. I genuinely love Dr. Luke Wood. There was a point last week where I was thinking, maybe he should fall back a little bit on this one.
Mm.
And it's tough unless him and Coach Marion are working together on this. That's one thing. If him and the football department, if they're all working together on this, like, hey, let's do what we can to drum up a massive. Let's see what type of rating we could pop on ESPN. Let's see what type of attendance we can get out here the week after homecoming. The week after homecoming was always going to be difficult. This was brilliant scheduling because if it had been someone other than Montana, there would have been a fraction of the people that were in the crowd for that game because everyone wanted to be at the one week the week before. You created something. Plus, you were dealing with King's opening night that night, too.
Yeah.
Like, you had so much to deal with.
High school football, all that.
It was a Friday, not a Saturday. There could have been a collective effort that said, hey, we're going to have to do something here. This could not look great for us, given all of the different moves that we're trying to make. And if that was the case, like, salute, because I think you can make the argument that it worked. But when you look at, like, what I really love when – I love when Dr. Wood touts the, you know, the graduation rate and black honors and all of the – like, I love that. Let Coach Marion do this part. Mm-hmm. Like, let him do this part because in the end, it's his ass out there. Mm-hmm. Like, he's the one who's got to get the – if this theory about Big Sky officials is accurate – he's the one suffering for it. Now, Dr. Wood is too. Mm-hmm. But, like, Coach Marion's the one who's got to take those young men into that locker room.
Right.
And he's got to tell them, like, hey, guys, we got to be more disciplined on pass defense. While these young men are like, I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. So it's a tough, you know, that dynamic. Like, you know, Ali talked the way that he did to drum up interest in a fight. Mm-hmm. Your boy, mm-hmm. Floyd Mayweather, was better at it than anybody. And like, to me, as great of a fighter as he may have been, Floyd Mayweather's, the moment that can define Floyd Mayweather's career, to me, mm-hmm. is through like three rounds, he made people believe that Conor McGregor was beating him. Because if he had gone out there and beaten Conor McGregor's ass, like everyone on earth is positive he could have done, mm-hmm. likely in seconds, no one would have ever bought this celebrity fight nonsense again. No one would have ever bought this mixed martial artist in a fight with a boxer ever, ever again. But he convinced people Conor had a chance leading into the fight and as the fight was going on. And then when Floyd decided you no longer have a chance, Conor no longer had a chance. That is the brilliance. Now, you can argue about sport and all of this different stuff. That's a completely different conversation. That is the brilliance of marketing. Mm-hmm. And if Dr. Wood felt like the Panda Express or the Panda Bowl or all of these different little gimmicks, like if that is what got you three times the viewers as the FCS game did, you know, earlier in the year, mm-hmm. so be it. As long as everybody is aware, it's Coach Marion and those young men out there that have to deal with any potential fallout from that.
That's the truth. That's the truth, man. I would say one more thing about this. And we talk, for everybody who doesn't like understand what's going on, and I'm not a big conspiracy theory guy. I'm just not. But we just had an experience on Sunday, right, where it was, it was the Lakers.
Oh, right, yeah.
It was the Lakers. Yeah. You know when the Lakers come to death, that they going to do what they do. I'm going to tell you right now, if you believe in that type of stuff, mm-hmm. there wasn't no way the Big Sky was going to roll out the red carpet for Sac State to leave a certain way.
Yeah.
There was no way.
Sure.
Does that make them win or lose? I'm not saying that at all. But if you believe in that stuff, oh, it was 100% in play of, I'll tell you like this, Coach Marion has said from the start of the season, if we win a game, we got to really go out and win. Mm. If it's close mm-hmm. and you leave it up to chance, mm-hmm. you're probably not going to have that chance.
He said that week one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to really go and win. That's the mindset that they've had since the start of the season.
Let's address a couple of other quick things. James is going to be with us at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. And don't worry, we're back at the Kings right now. It looks like both of these messages center on Domantas Sabonis. So I'm going to start with Man Fastlane, who during that conversation with Jake said, blaming Domas and praising Zach is wild.
What?
Okay. Tell me what Zach LaVine has done this season that would have you as a fan or any fan frustrated with him as a player. Like, and I'm not asking what you thought this offseason. I'm asking you to tell me what in these four games Zach LaVine has done to make you feel like he is responsible for the Sacramento Kings 1-4 start. Hmm. That's all I'm asking Fastlane to do. I want to mention Scout here, too. Scout says, if D'Lo was replaced by Jake, do you think KC would be happy? So maybe Domas is still upset. He's talking about the change in the roster. That's what we were talking about at the time. So like, okay, I get that. Here's the thing, Scout. If I was replaced by Jake and Casey wasn't happy, that's too goddamn bad because Casey has a job to do. And if Casey can't do his job, guess what? If Casey can't do his job because Jake replaced D'Lo, guess what? Casey gets replaced. So it doesn't matter whether KC is upset in that situation. It doesn't matter if Domas is upset in the Kings situation. Brody, you've got a job to do. And KC stinks because Jake's here. Domas stinks because he doesn't like Zach LaVine or DeMar DeRozan. Right. The only one who looks bad is the one who's still here.
That's right.
And that would be Domantas Sabonis.
It doesn't absolve me or Domas from not having to do my job.
You in a fictitious situation. Yeah. Domas in a real life situation.
Doesn't absolve me for having a job to do and being able to execute what I need to at a high level. Also, you want to go there? Well, okay, settle down.
No, that just drew down.
You want to go there? No, I'm not going to go there.
Go ahead. Go there. Stop it.
How am I going to get mad if I'm part of the reason why maybe the people aren't here that aren't here anymore? How am I going to be upset? What am I mad about? In that scenario, if I let it be known that I wasn't crazy about doing the show with D'Lo no more and they brought in Jake, why would I get mad that they brought in Jake?
Mm-hmm.
No. No.
And in this case, you wanted Jake, you wanted D'Lo and Jesse out.
Right. Right. Or now, I'll say this. I'll say this. We talking here. If I was like, yo, I want D'Lo out of here, and Aaron was like, all right. Well, look, if D'Lo leaves, Jesse's already told us he wants out too, if D'Lo's not here.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right, so be it.
I'm not producing for another host.
Yeah. He's like, all right, so be it.
That's funny.
Then I didn't say I want Jesse. I don't have a problem with Jesse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't say I want him out of here, but I knew the ramifications that would come with me trying to get D'Lo out. I'd lose Jesse too. And I still was like, yeah, I don't want to do it around. So what am I getting mad for?
Yeah.
And they replaced him with Gio. Gio's my guy. Doug Christie.
Oh, man.
They replaced him with Gio. That's my guy.
Who's Vivek and then who's Zach LaVine in this situation?
Who's Zach LaVine? Who is Zach LaVine? That's a good one.
Lazy.
And then Charlie came in and said, just bring Lazy in here.
Who's Vivek in this situation?
Vivek is Aaron.
I think Vivek was fired a while ago.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah. I was going to say, well, Aaron or
Vivek
Bill.
Vivek was a she and she was fired.
Aaron or Bill is Scott Perry.
Bill's definitely Scott Perry. You see that hat Bill had on yesterday? Bill's definitely Scott Perry. He too smooth. Bill Scott Perry.
But
Gio is Doug Christie is pretty wild.
That's my boy Gio. Yeah, shout out to him.
That's our guy.
But yeah, man, like, but the point of it all is like, still got work to do, man. And Domas still got work to do, and you still got to execute. And like you said, nobody cares if you aren't putting up numbers or you aren't doing what you're supposed to do because of the teammates around you. You don't like the situation. We know more better than anybody. People just be looking at the box score. Yeah. And if you're not producing, don't nobody care about why you're not producing. They don't even care that he's hurt. They just look at him like, oh, he ain't producing.
And that's the thing. Like when push comes to shove, and I've tried to like, he wasn't. I think he is hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what I think it boils down to. Like, I mean,
do we think when that hamstring heals up, then he looks good and just things?
Boy, I hope so.
Because that's kind of my question there. It's like, that's fine. I hope so. He's hurt now.
A lot of his game is based. A lot of like what they did is based on movement, and it's not like the. You know, the Buddy Hield thing where you're just, or Steph, where you're running around the perimeter. It's not that. But if you're running like DHO or something, like you're constantly moving, whether it's LaVine or whoever, like you're constantly moving and trying to do something, or you're down on the block, you're trying to gain position. It is essentially nonstop movement. He's not a guy who can go, you know, hang out in the corner, catch his wind, you know, maybe rub his hamstring out. Like, he can't do any of that. Like, he is, even though it doesn't feel like he's the focal point of the offense, he's still an important part of everything that is happening when they come down on the offensive side of the floor.
Yeah.
And I still have the playlist in front of me. Like, injured hamstring, like, they just don't have any other choice. Injured hamstring or not, he's still better than, like, by miles than anything else they have on the roster.
Absolutely.
But he has got it. All right, man, maybe the three's not there for you. You're not really a creator on your own anyways. But when you're around that basket, that has to be your area. Mm-hmm. And this shot chart from last night, it's brutal. You can't, you cannot miss those.
No.
Like, certainly not. I think the number was six. So he missed 10 shots last night. Six of them were, like, right there at the basket. Mm-hmm. You can miss one. You can miss two. You can't miss six. Yeah. And there is a combination of things. Maybe maybe they haven't figured out how to make all of this work together. Maybe it's the hamstring. Maybe it's a combination of both. Maybe he feels the pressure because he knows they can't. Maybe he feels like if I miss 2 weeks, like Jesse was talking about, I miss 3 weeks, we might not be able to come back from that. Mm-hmm. I'm on the floor. We're 1-3. I think we can come back from anything. That's what I feel like right now. I sit out. We got Minnesota coming up. That's a big basketball team. We got Milwaukee coming up. That's a big basketball. Denver? You kidding me? I sit out these games. I can't bring us back. Mm-hmm. Now, they might still wind up losing those games, but the one thing I know is Domas is a competitor.
Absolutely.
And he, like, if the Kings are going to lose those games, they're going to lose those games because he's going to be out there on the floor trying to help them win. Mm-hmm. Now, whether he can or not, that's a completely different question.
Another aspect of it is it could just be a bad week. You know, bad weeks happen all the time. Sometimes they happen at the start of the season. Sometimes it happens in the middle of December where the shot isn't falling. He's not making shots around the basket. Could just be a bad week, you know, combined with he doesn't feel great or whatever. And usually if he's a guy that doesn't have the explosiveness that he has, whether it's good or bad, if he's not at full go, he doesn't have a lot to fall back on the offensive end. Like I say, he doesn't have that 15-footer where, man, I don't really have the elevation or the explosiveness around the rim to finish. I'm really going to be looking to take that little 15-footer right now. He doesn't have that. So if that's not there, the looks aren't the same for him on the offensive end. And it could be something that, like I said, he's working through, just a bad week. And starting tonight, you know, he plays better on the offensive end. I think he will be. We talked about it earlier. This isn't the Domas we're going to see all year long. Like, I think he will play better, and
yeah,
he'll be closer to those averages that we're used to him having. Maybe not the assist average, but the scoring and rebounding numbers, I think, will be about the same. But like I said, maybe it's just a bad week.
Let's see what TC talking about. It's probably going to be wild. Elk Grove Kia Talk Line 916-909-1320. TC, what you got, man?
So with my two brothers, man, I see we didn't get the dub, but we fought hard. So I holler at Jesse, don't give me a minute, right? I'm going to touch on a few things. Right, first and foremost, versus Drake absolutely can mess with Jay-Z on that. We acting like Jay-Z just going to blow everybody out the water on versus. Drake is like one of them, and I'm not even – Drake is cool, right? But if we're just talking like single for single, Drake got him, bro. Or he on his level. He on his level for sure. It's not like Jay-Z pulling him out the water.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
All right.
As far as the Kings, bro, do y'all see what I was talking about with Russ, with his mentality and his force with him in the starting lineup, bro? Like, we either going to win the game or we in the game like last night. I can't say that if Russ wasn't in the game, we wouldn't have been as close. But to me, with him in that starting lineup, bro, that's why we were close like that. Not only were we balling, but that Russ brings a different element, man, to this team with him in the starting lineup, bro, and he needs to stay there. As far as Domas, what are we talking about with this dude? We've been talking about, I get he's not healthy and all that, but are we going to keep doing this all season with dude? Are we going to try to find a spot for him? I'm trying to tell people, it takes two to tango. Kenny always saying it. You too, D-Lo. Listen, Scott, pick up the phone, holler at Miami. Spoelstra, what do you want to do with Bam, bro? We got Domas. I got a first, and I got 2 seconds for you. And whatever you want to do to make the money work, or you could take the 2 seconds off to make it that much more juicy or pause.
No, Jesse, yeah. Jesse. No, I'm going to be honest.
Miami Heat having probably one of the best starts in the last 5 years to hurt it up. Bam's not going anywhere.
I think we all need a break after that. James Hamm joins us at the top of the hour here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Honey, if I don't tell Kenny now, I'll forget. Did you get an email from Ron Isley's people?
Wait a minute, let me check.
Ron Isley's people want to join the show.
That's frustrating, it hit the DM.
Because
you know when he's here. When I saw that, I was so upset. He's here in November.
Oh, yeah, can't help with you. Can't help with you. Sorry, man.
I wanted to go. I just saw that, yeah. Yeah, I don't think I got one,
I think, too. Let me look at this again. Yeah, they wanted to come in.
But he need to be here the day before.
That's what he is.
Well, I'm talking about there. They want to do it like that.
Oh, there.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody that goes there.
All right, let me
work. They need to do this.
Let me work. I got it. Let me work. Shout out Leezy for all of his great work. Shout out Coi LeRae, who came in.
Enjoyed that combo.
Yeah, she hung out with us. These are some fantastic pictures that Leezy took. We had a good time with Coi LeRae last night. Here as part of our 102.5 duties, man. That was a lot of fun. So, big shout out to Coi for popping up. Big shout out for Leezy for and our promotion staff for all of the great work that he does. I thought, man, if we can get 10 minutes out of this, we would be in great shape. Leezy said we went like 20 something.
I was about to say it was almost 30 minutes.
Yeah. She was killing it, man. She was great to talk to. Man, there's so much stuff we haven't gotten to.
Real quick,
overreactions.
That segment just might be gone.
No, it'll be.
Well, we got power rankings too, but they're like Giannis went for 37. Ooh. Do you see what Tyrese Maxey did?
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Let's just start doing the football stuff on Thursdays now.
All right. I guess power rankings can move to Thursday. It's literally, so the bad side about that is the Kings play tonight. The Kings play like every Wednesday all year. It's the weirdest thing.
But we can get it on Thursday because Thursday is our least guest filled day.
So we got Matt at the final. Okay. Yeah. All right. So we'll move on.
Tuesday
all this
gets
football.
Tricky because, you know, we got TK at the Kings played, all that other stuff. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's just so much. We didn't even get to the plausible NBC moment last night.
Oh, let me see if I can find that real quick because I still have.
That's a good point, too. Shout out to the 8 p.m. game.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to the APM.
It wasn't bad. I was watching the game in bed yesterday. It wasn't so bad.
No, it was terrible.
It was kind of fire.
Yeah, I was like in bed before going to sleep, just watching the basketball game. It wasn't bad.
It was awful. I can't believe the Kings have been slotted in games
like that.
It's
next Tuesday. Or
no.
The following Tuesday.
Well, I was going to say Wednesday is the Warriors.
Tuesday, following Tuesday. I'll be there. Kings after dark. Let's go.
Wait. I don't know. Is this the clip? Hang on. Hang on. Let's go to.
Take it from the top. Now, Mike talked again last night.
Okay, yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Mike talked, and he was talking about load management.
Mike spoke, give him another Grammy.
Jesus Christ,
they asked the crew here. They had a true post-game show, like Inside the NBA, and they were talking about what Mike had talked about with the load management, and go ahead.
For me, I played kind of recently, right? So I understood the mentality of the load management. Yep. I understood the conversation and the dialogue.
But did you enjoy it when they tried to manage your load?
No, because I'm... I was different.
I don't know if he's calling timeout or a technical. He said it's late.
Oh, man, that cracked me up.
Ask me that, Vince.
He said, huh? Man. Now, the APM start.
Can we talk about Mike real quick?
Oh, for sure.
Because Mike said nothing.
What are you talking about?
Mike said nothing.
He absolutely.
This is so stupid.
He talked about, look, you've got an obligation.
These look like outtakes from The Last Dance. One. Two, I'll say this. I appreciated his explanation. Mike said, Tirico said, oh, come on, Mike. You don't care about the guy up in the 300th row. And he goes, no, yes, I do. Mm-hmm. He came to see me, and he's probably yapping. So I want to send him home unhappy. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. I respect that.
That's only insight you get from a Michael Jordan.
Right. Michael Jordan's the only one to ever say
when that. When LeBron said that. Can't remember it. I know what Mike said
last night.
Michael
Jordan, out on load management, more at noon.
So here's the problem. The message is terrific. The messenger is a problem. Now, Mike, let me pull up. This is always such a crazy reminder. When you pull up Michael Jordan's stats on Basketball Reference.
Watch out for that, the accolades section.
It's, boy, the amount of bold numbers on this page are pretty ridiculous. Mike played, right? There's the famous sophomore season with the broken foot.
Mm-hmm.
82, 82, 81, 82, 82, 80, 78. It's freaking incredible.
I think the number was 11 seasons of 80-plus games.
I'm glad you said that. That is terrific, my man. That is absolutely terrific. Because the age of 29, he retired to go play basketball. Mm-hmm. Baseball. He retired to go play baseball.
That's how they used to handle things.
That's what I've heard. That's what the internet has said recently. If Terry Rozier pops up in a Florida Marlins, Miami Marlins jersey, comes back, plays 17 games and into the playoffs that following year, and then wraps up one of the most phenomenal stretches in the history of basketball. 82-82-82. Plays every game during that three-peat stretch. I know you don't like to acknowledge this, and there are many people along the lines of you. I want to point out, at the time of that 97-98 season, Michael Jordan is 34 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Steph Curry is about to turn 38 and likely sign a $4 billion a year contract. 4 years older. Mike retires again, goes and becomes a general manager. Great one. And then comes back and plays for the Washington Wizards. So in the 13 seasons that he played, he wrapped up at the 13 seasons he played with Chicago, I'm sorry. And that's and for the purpose of this conversation, that's all we need to focus on.
Saw that happen.
Of course, obviously, the shot. It's the last shot Michael Jordan ever took. He never took one in a Wizards uniform. Those are Photoshops. You could probably convince kids that's AI now if you wanted to. No, sweetie. Mike didn't play for the Wizards. Look, let me show you this shot against Utah. That was the last shot he ever took. Played 13 seasons. He finished when he was 34. It is really incredible what he did. Load managing was not a thing. I don't know the prospect of like playing this song. Like, how old was Larry Bird when he retired? Or I shouldn't even say how old, because I feel like he was older when he was a rookie. How many years did Larry Bird play?
Maybe 11 or 12.
Like Magic, we all know. I mean, it was 1991. Magic was drafted in 1980. It was 1991 when Magic announced he had HIV.
Larry played 13.
13.
Do we want to run through the final years of the likes of like Patrick Ewing and other guys of that like ilk? Mike is a very rare breed when it comes to this. And I think there are a lot of guys who played a lot of basketball then. AC Green had two very famous streaks in life, one in the NBA and one just in life. But like LeBron, and that's the only person in the conversation who matters. Mm-hmm. LeBron is in his 22nd season. Again, for the purpose of this conversation, is it 22nd? Or is it 24? Whatever. It says 23rd.
I was going to say 23rd.
For the purpose of this conversation, he's played 10 more seasons than Michael Jordan. It's different. The other thing that really, really frustrates me about the load management conversation, and then this is kind of like separate from Mike. Again, Mike said nothing last night, so if you missed it, it's perfectly fine.
No, he said a lot.
Or just go to TikTok. You could probably see it there. It was 3 minutes long.
The whole thing was on Twitter. I saw it. Said a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
Sent it to Reese. I said, look at this.
Learn the game, son. I do appreciate Michael's explanation, though. I genuinely do, where he's talking about synergy with the team and all of that. Do we remember who started load management? Like, where it became popularized? Do we remember how that happened?
It was that damn Pop.
Boy, they really, really love to forget that. Mm-hmm. All of these prima donna professional athletes who don't want to play, and they want to sit, and they want to rest, and they want to do all this stuff. But it was their beloved coach, their one, their guy, that started the whole thing with Tim Duncan and Tony Parker. He started all of this. But that's just conveniently, not only did he start it, like they did it, like Greg Popovich did it with Wimby. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this whole thing that it's like, oh, if I'm an athlete, if I'm this, if I'm that, that was... If I remember the first load management, what I think would be considered the first load management game, didn't he put guys on a plane and send them home?
Yeah. Was that the national TV game?
It was
the
TNT game.
Yeah, where he was mad.
Yeah, he put guys on a plane and sent them home.
Yeah, he was mad about a back-to-back or something.
But yeah, Tim Duncan's supposed to go, no, coach, I'm going tonight. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Blame Greg Popovich.
I do.
Good.
I do. Yeah, it's a different time. You know, there's give and take with both of it, right? Like, it's a different time. The game's a little faster, and it's tougher to play 82 in that situation. But also, technology's better, and the way you prepare your body is a little better than it was 25 years ago. So there's advantages for the players now to help them potentially play the whole 82.
So. I'm gonna go to 34 years old. We'll bring James Hammond into this conversation. Mm. Hammer, we were talking about Michael Jordan saying a bunch of nothing last night about load management. I'm sure everyone knows how many 82 game seasons LeBron James has played. Anybody remember?
I don't, but it's 23 seasons. I'm gonna say he's played 19.
17?
Oh, 82. Wait, what? 82, not 80?
Yeah, 82 games.
82. Oh. Seven.
It was one time. And it was –
he only did it one time?
No, he played 82 games one time.
Oh.
And it was a really big deal for him in Cleveland. He was like, I want to play all 82. So
that was that last season in Cleveland, huh?
It was his last season in Cleveland.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
That's right.
It was his last season in Cleveland. So just for context, played 82 games, went to the NBA Finals the year before that year, went to the NBA Finals the year before that, 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 and the year before that. I didn't have a Mike Brown shortage. He went to the NBA Finals 8 straight years.
Yeah.
Just pointing that out in context. Again, 35 years old. He's 34 years old. That's where I'm putting the cutoff marker. 79, 80, 79, 78, 75, 81, 76, 79, 62. Strike. 76, 77, 69. It was the national championship year. That was the year he took a 2-week break. 76, 74, 82. And then plays his first year, the Luke Walton year. He said, I'm not doing this again. I'm playing 55 games. So through it's not like LeBron, and again, there's no one else is in this conversation. It's not like LeBron didn't play basketball from 19 to 34.
But I think I look at it maybe the opposite way. I don't think we talking about LeBron. I think we're talking about like Luka or talking about Trae Young. Guys who aren't repeatedly going to the NBA Finals and having 115 game seasons, regular guys, regular stars who are like, I'm low manager. Bro, you haven't played 80 games and you're not playing into June ever. Like, why are you taking a game off?
Trae Young played 81 games his rookie season. 60, 63, 76, 73, 54, 76. This is getting murky. There's a lot of context in there because there's COVID seasons. There's there's a lot going on there.
Trae actually plays.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.